Global Health Imports Corporation, GHI, a federal corporation registered on April 2, 2020, has come under scrutiny not just for its business dealings, but also due to the dubious nature of its listed address. The company, with Alberta Company Number 212-255-4468, is officially registered at 3509 11th Street NW, Edmonton, Alberta, T6T0J8. A residential address that raises significant questions about the legitimacy and transparency of its operations. While GHI appears to be an active entity, the address listed is notable for its residential nature. This discrepancy is critical given the recent controversy surrounding the company and its co-owner, Employment Minister Randy Boisson-Nault. The residential address might suggest that GHI's operations could be more personal or less formal than what would typically be expected of a federal corporation engaging in significant business transactions. The situation escalated when GHI was awarded a federal contract by Elections Canada, valued at $28,300, for the supply of disposable gloves. The contract, which began on January 5 and extends until the end of the year, has drawn attention because Boisson-Nault, who co-founded GHI and previously held a 50% stake in the company, was serving as a cabinet minister at the time. Such a contract could potentially breach ethics regulations designed to prevent conflicts of interest, especially when the company's address seems less than conventional for a federal contractor. Boisson-Nault's involvement in GHI has sparked further controversy. Though ministers are allowed to own shares in private companies, they are not permitted to manage or operate these companies while serving in office, nor can their companies secure federal contracts. The contract awarded to GHI while Boisson-Nault held a significant stake raises serious concerns about compliance with these rules. The residential address of GHI adds another layer of intrigue and suspicion, suggesting possible attempts to obscure the company's true nature or operations. The issue has drawn the attention of opposition MPs and ethics critics. Tory ethics critic Michael Barrett has announced plans to refer the matter to Canada's Ethics Commissioner to investigate whether Boisson-Nault breached conflict of interest laws. Barrett's comments underscore the need for transparency and accountability, asserting, Randy Boisson-Nault should not be serving in the federal cabinet if he is found guilty of breaking Canada's ethics laws. Additionally, Boisson-Nault is facing scrutiny over allegations that he communicated with his former business partner, Stephen Anderson, about a multi-million-dollar deal while in office. Anderson's text messages from September 2022, which mentioned a partner named Randy, have further fueled skepticism. Despite Boisson-Nault's claim of ceasing active involvement with GHI a year prior, the residential address and the messages cast doubt on his adherence to ethics laws. The House of Commons Ethics Committee is investigating these claims, focusing on the questionable business practices and the implications of the residential address on the company's credibility. The committee's probe aims to determine if there was any breach of ethical conduct regarding the management of GHI and its dealings while Boisson-Nault was in office. In summary, the residential address of Global Health Imports Corporation is more than a mere logistical detail, it is a central element in the broader scrutiny of the company's legitimacy and the ethical implications of its federal contract. The address's questionable nature invites further examination of whether the company's operations and Boisson-Nault's involvement align with Canadian ethics laws, emphasizing the need for a thorough and transparent investigation into these troubling issues.